U.S. sanctions another Hong Kong firm over Iran shadow banking. The United States on August 28 sanctioned another Hong Kong company that the Treasury Department says helped an Iranian exchange house launder money through an overseas financial network. The Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control said Hong Kong-based Kaming Trading Limited has allowed the sanctioned Iranian Pedram Peruzin Exchange House, also known as Opal Exchange, to use it to launder money for Iran. The OFAC said Kaming was designated for operating in Iran's financial sector. Its property and interests in property subject to U.S. jurisdiction are blocked, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from transactions involving the company. On its website, Kaming describes itself as a supplier of heavy equipment, industrial machinery, and spare parts, with services including warehousing, freight forwarding, and customs clearance. The website lists an address in Kun Tong, Hong Kong, that also appears among the addresses OFAC has identified for the sanctioned company. Kaming did not immediately respond to an Epoch Times request for comment. The designation comes 4 days after Treasury launched Operation Economic Outcast, a wider sanctions campaign targeting Iran's financial, oil, procurement, missile, and other networks. The August 24 sanctions package has already targeted multiple companies in Hong Kong and mainland China. Treasury said several Hong Kong firms facilitated payments through Iranian shadow banking networks, while others were involved in procurement or Iranian petroleum shipments. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent warned that companies and financial institutions continuing Iran-related business could face increased U.S. sanctions exposure. Also on August 28, Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network proposed a separate rule that would restrict U.S. correspondent banking access for 5 United Arab Emirates branches of Egypt's Bank Misr. The proposal has not yet taken effect. In the underlying proposal, FinCEN said Iran uses front companies registered in third-country jurisdictions, including Hong Kong and the UAE, to obscure beneficial ownership and the origin of funds while gaining access to the international financial system. The latest Hong Kong designation comes as Chinese officials and businesses assess how far Washington may extend sanctions pressure on entities involved in Iran-related trade. Washington has targeted Chinese refineries, vessels, brokers, and other intermediaries over Iran-related transactions while stopping short of imposing Iran-related sanctions on China's major banks. Asked on August 25 whether China would change its dealings with Iran or act against Chinese entities named by the Treasury, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Jian said China's cooperation with Iran should not be disrupted and that Beijing would take measures to protect what he called its rights and interests.